Welcome to Narratives. Hugh McKay believes we are all on a spiritual quest, even if we don't recognise it as such. It is called life, and we must find ways to relate to each other ethically and compassionately.
Suddenly I realise that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom. Those are the last three lines of a poem called A Blessing, written in 1963 by the US poet James Wright. Break into blossom? Step out of my body? We acknowledge those as purely poetic images, yet many people experience moments just like that, moments so pure, so ethereal, that they're alerted to something that seems to transcend the here and now. Such moments often seem magical, or mystical, or deeply insightful, or, yes, spiritual. And they generally stay with the person as a reference point. Here's one person's take on the idea of spirituality. There's so much to it: concentration, non-attachment, non-seeking, forgiveness of self, compassion and empathy for others, persistence, patience. You need all those things for equilibrium and a state of grace to become somehow subtler in life, attending to the nuances, which doesn't mean sitting quietly in a corner like a hermit, by the way. You have to be fully engaged. You have to be part of the life of those around you. It's really that sense of oneness. A recurring theme in people's stories of spiritual experiences is that more open, generous, and compassionate attitudes seem to emerge as a natural consequence of some spiritual experience. And the link between spirituality and compassion shouldn't surprise us. In his book, Wisdom, Stephen Hall reports on the growing body of research into the sources of compassion in the human heart, having spent time in a neuroscience laboratory in Madison, Wisconsin, where the effects of meditation are being studied. Hall writes that the first neural traces of compassion have begun to appear in our 21st century measuring machines. In the neural geography of wisdom, we have even managed to locate a few places in the brain associated with loving kindness. If meditation is indeed one of the well-worn pathways to the inner life, and meditation has the capacity to stimulate compassion, then it's no wonder compassion is so widely regarded as one of the most visible manifestations of spiritual maturity.
You have been listening to Hugh McKay reading from his book, Beyond Belief: How We Find Meaning With or Without Religion. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan on Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.